Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss, a math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. This is big time for professors because it's spring break next, or
started, really, for you, right? But actually, I thought you were going to say it's a big time, and I was thinking ahead because we have concluded our $1 million giveaway.
And the
up to $1 million might have been given away.
Now, how did this work?
People could send us in whatever number they pleased, and the biggest number that we received would win. But the catch was that the prize was $1 million divided by the winning entry.
So if the biggest number was
one,
someone won $1 million.
Now, see, the thing is, so you have an incentive to send in a reasonably small number. And in fact, you know, it's really worth noting, if everyone out there were just trusting, honest, and altruistic, then we would have been out a lot of money. We really would have been. And so it's kind of an interesting little experiment. But either a lot of people are not one of those. I don't know. We got some really big
And there's such a big listening area that you might be living in, I don't know, Alma, and send in the dollar, and then someone in, say, Bella Vista doesn't know that. And they think, well, $2.
I'll
get $500,000.
Well, yeah, you want, hang on, let's just look at some of these.
Okay.
Okay, well, here's the smallest number we received.
Okay. Now, I have not seen these.
Yeah.
Smallest number is 1/100th of a cent. So, boy, so
we'd be out $100 million.
And that is from someone named Aris Gunther. Good try.
He says, I hope no one has guessed a larger number than me.
Well, probably has.
Okay, now this one really just doesn't count.
Okay, and this is from Peter Noorin. Infinity to the power infinity.
No. Sorry. Now this one, next week is fundraising, and here's a very interesting challenge from one of our listeners.
I suggest you restate your puzzle. Instead, why not make the number a pledge to KUAF if you win? Oh, so that way, if you pledged $1 and won, then you're going to give KUAF $1 million.
That would be nice. And so Miles actually offered to, his number was 1,000. He would give us $1,000 if he were the winner.
So there's your altruistic listener, Miles in Fort Smith.
Thank you, Miles. Now, these are a little odd. At least a couple of people sent in complex numbers, I guess to sort of short-circuit the process. We'll have to talk about complex numbers sometime, but the main thing about them is you can't really exactly say that one is bigger than another. They do have a sense in which they are bigger, but it just sort of short-circuited everything. So
this is from Penguin Safety Squirrel. That's the email address. So I take it this is someone who probably listens on the podcast.
You're right.
And the number is 2+3... lowercase I.
2+3 I, right.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a complex number, it's got a real, it's a little bit of an imaginary.
We'll just have to save that.
Penguin,
we will send you imaginary money. Okay. How's that?
Now, here are the real entries. We have one.
This is from Chris Rollins. My number is one. I just hope that everyone else's number is one. Then there would be a tie and we would split the million. Chris.
Right. Altruistic, honest,
right,
and
thinking,
trusting.
Thinking of everybody.
That's right. And here's two. So Patrick was trying to outdo Chris and sent us the number two.
Okay.
But then we sort of start leaping up. 51, 59, several people sent in 1,000. Someone sent 1,001, which was clever because that trumped all the thousands. But then we had a couple of those.
Right. This is from Tanya Gupta. 1250. I'm 15, so I'd really be happy with $800.
Well, I'm a little older than that. I'd be happy with
$800. Tanya, I'd be happy with $1,500.
But then she changed her mind.
Wait.
And sent us in $2,000.
Okay, so this is 2 days later. I already submitted my number, but I'm going to change it to $2,000. So.
Way to go, Tanya, but someone sent in $2,002.
No.
And then
really?
Yeah. And then we have some nice weird numbers. 3,184.7.
That's from Andrew Beatty.
Now, Mary Beebe was happy with $200. She says, 5,000, I'm happy with $200.
So right now we're still at $200.
Yeah.
KUAF
still
is. Still
a problem. Nick seems to think that we were pulling some sort of scam. He says, number, 10,000, ha-ha, nice offer. Well, it's a real offer, Nick. I mean, come on.
Nick just doesn't believe so.
Doesn't believe. And then 10,061, 20,000, 20,000 plus pi,
okay,
plus one,
yeah,
50,000. They're going up. 144,278.
Okay.
So now we're down to about $6-7.
Now it's not going to cost us too much.
Okay.
$500,000 from Kelly Dillard of Tennessee.
And then several people. We got a bunch of millions. Thank you, folks. This is beginning to feel a lot more comfortable. You know, can I just say something? Kyle, you really were kind of worried, weren't you? You really weren't very happy about this contest when we announced
it. Well, anytime you say that there could be a million
bucks on the line. But, you know, I would say I'm altruistic and honest, but I wouldn't say I'm trusting. So I kind of figured it was going this way.
So now Grayson Holberg of Harvey, North Dakota, sends in a million. So Grayson now is looking at a dollar.
Right. And here's a very generous offer.
This is from David Ross of Palo Alto. Ah, I donate my anticipated payoff to your local math-friendly public radio station. Thank you, David Ross. 2 million. This is from Jason. Jason, I hope I pronounced this correctly. Jason Muirhead in Australia sends in the number 2 million, as I want to see you spend a few dollars to post a half dollar to Australia.
Well, you're out of luck because now we are in something like 200 million there.
Oh, my.
Now we get into the really, truly astronomical numbers. Somebody sent us in Avogadro's number, which is approximately 1 and then followed by 1.6 followed by 23 zeros. Now we're off the hook.
We're not even talking anything. A penny now.
No.
And you knew this would happen. You knew people would send in huge numbers.
I don't want to put anybody down. I kind of knew we'd have a few smart Alex out there.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad. I'm happy for that.
So thank you, William Weaver, for being a smart Alex. Now it gets better. I had two motivations for bringing this up. One is I wanted to discuss something called game theory, mm-hmm. which is really what this is. It's not like games like chess. It's really kind of games like this where one is making rough economic decisions or some other kind of decision based on what you expect other people to do. We do this all the time. So we're going to talk about game theory a little bit over the next few weeks and some other applications and so on. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was just really big numbers. I wanted an excuse to just talk about some huge numbers.
Well,
so they're coming up.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you can.
Well, I was just going to say, because you had told me a couple of months ago you wanted to talk about really big numbers. Now, I don't know if you realize, but right now we're in the midst of March Madness, the NCAA
right.
basketball tournament. The day, the field, the tournament is announced on Sunday evening.
Right.
By Monday morning, Danny Sheridan, who is known worldwide for his gambling odds, releases the odds of who could win the tournament. And on Monday morning, he had Florida at 3-1, North Carolina at 3-1. Arkansas, he put at 2,500 to 1.
Okay.
Eastern Kentucky, he put at 25 sextillion to 1. And Jackson State, he put at 50 sextillion to 1. So if you put down a dollar, I'm sure no casino in Vegas would take this, but if you put down a dollar on Jackson State and they won the whole thing, 50 and I've never. Well, is 50 sextillion a real? Is sextillion?
It's a real number,
how many,
yeah. Let's
how many
see.
Zeros are we
That's
talking?
21 zeros. So 50 sextillion is a 5 followed by 22 zeros, I think. So to put that in perspective, at least by my quick little scratches here, I think that's about 50 billion times bigger than the gross national product of the United States, of America. If you won.
So there is no casino that's A, going to take that bet, and B, that could pay it off. That's more,
even.
There's not that much money in
the
world, right?
Well, I guess he's
right?
pretty confident. But what I really don't get is why is Central Connecticut State 1 sextillion to 1, Eastern Kentucky is 25 sextillion to 1, and so on. Why are these relative to each other?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why, how he comes up, you know. It's
750
trillion. New Mexico State, I mean, this is ridiculous enough. New Mexico State's 500 million to 1.
That's beautiful, Kyle. Thanks for showing me that.
No problem.
Okay. Well, one of the really big numbers that we've received is a Google. Now, it's not Google, the search engine company. They named themselves after this, but it's G-O-O-G-O-L, Google, which is a made-up name, famously, but it's a 1 followed by 100 zeros.
When I was in elementary school, I don't know why I remember this, but I had friends that told me that was the largest number.
Well, that's the largest number they knew.
Right.
A Google plus
one. One would be, right. So someone sent in a Google.
A couple of people sent us in a Googleplex, which is a 1 followed by a Google's worth of zeros.
Okay.
Now, that's when it really starts to be painful.
Yeah, how long would it take to just write that out on a chalkboard?
In fact, that's a good point. So the number of just particles in the universe is basically like a 1 followed by about 125, 130 zeros. I'm sure someone will write in and explain why that's not exactly right. But that's, you know, give or take a few dozen zeros, that's right. So
so now we're talking about numbers that don't even exist in an earthly situation.
That's right.
Situation.
So you couldn't write, really, you'd have to get a pretty sizable amount of the whole universe together just to write down a Googleplex all the way out. But on the other hand...
But it's a real number? Would that be...
Sure, it's a real number. In fact, in the face of infinity, it's nothing. You know, that's another thing to keep in mind. In the face of infinity, all of these are just tiny little guys, tiny, tiny numbers. Another point, though, that's really worth paying attention to is that there's a very compact way to write down a Googleplex using just power notation. So it's 10 to a Googleth power, right?
Right.
Which is 10... Now, Google is just 10 to the 100th power, so it's 10 to the 10 to the 100th power. So that's, you know, that doesn't take very much of the universe to write down at all. Just, what's that, 7 symbols.
All right, so, and that is called a Googleplex?
That's a Googleplex. And this is nice. Cy Heinlein writes, unfortunately, I don't have a calculator to work out how much money I may have made. Well, Cy, I'll tell you, it's zero.
We can't cut a penny now, small enough for Cy.
Now, this is kind of mean. A Googleplex to the Googleplex. We actually got 2 people wrote in a Googleplex to the Googleplex power.
Again, a real number.
And it's perfectly obviously. A real number.
Is there any relative use of a Googleplex to a Googleplex other than...
Well, you know, that's a really surprising thing. So... there are actually 2 numbers that are bigger than that that have actually been used in a real way.
Really?
Right. And so both of those numbers were sent in. And we will talk about them over the next couple of weeks.
Okay. We're not going to hear about them now?
Well, it's just going to take us a little
while. Okay.
So we'll save that for later.
But okay.
Here's another number we got that's really quite nice. And I think today's challenge is to ask, is this bigger than or smaller than, just to get people thinking, a Google to the Googleth power.
Okay.
Not the Googleplex to the Googleplex's power, but just a Google to a Google power. It's pretty big. Maybe it's even bigger than a Googleplex to a Googleplex. Here, are you ready for it?
I am. Oh, my goodness. Now, this is an email. This is from Terrence von Ettinger of Petersburg, Alaska. And Terrence has typed a lot of nines on one page.
Now, that's not all he's done.
Oh, well, there's an E and an exclamation point in there.
The main thing is, yeah, there's an exclamation point. Right,
is that
there.
Is that, does that mean something?
That's factorial. So remember that if you have a number and it's factorial, then you, so like 5 factorial is 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1, right?
Right.
So here we have what is, let's simplify it a little. We have about maybe 500 nines or something. Factorial.
Okay.
And well, so the question is this bigger or smaller than, or where is it? Is it bigger than smaller than, bigger or smaller than a Googleplex to the Googleplex or a Google to the Google? And if you really want something to think about, what if we had factorial factorial there we put? That's really crazy. So like 6 factorial factorial, 6 factorial 720. 720 factorial, that's a big number. So
these are bigger numbers than normal people will ever use.
Normal people don't care. Normal people have already tuned out.
Don't say that. So is this the largest number we got? We don't know.
Oh, no, we have 2 more.
Oh.
But we'll have to take a little while to explain what they are.
Okay.
So the bottom line is we're off the hook. Question is a page full of nines factorial. Bigger or smaller than a Google to a Google or a Googleplex, a Google to a Googleplex? Where does it fit in that hierarchy?
All right.
And
I mean, what would be a million divided by these numbers? It would be so infinitesimally
that,
small.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a piece of lint. It's not even,
Terrence in Petersburg, Alaska, we will send you a piece of lint.
Now, don't promise that.
Okay.
Okay, now we're on the hook.
No, we won't send a piece of lint. But thanks to everyone for playing around the world.
It was great.
It was.
A lot of fun.
And next week, more about big numbers.
Right.
All right. Chaim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Chaim Goodman-Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.